Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Meeting Ike Series for Children, Blog Talk Radio Show. My name is Marina Liaros Naples, and this is the Schooltime Smart Wand Show, which airs on Sunday evenings at 6:30. It's a 15-minute show, and it is on every Sunday. And we have also another show that is on Wednesdays at the same time, 6:30. And that one is called the Midweek Calming Potion. And that one helps you to clear and to refocus to be able to finish out the week. Tonight's show is one that will help you clear out the remaining part of the week, this past week, and get ready for the week ahead. And tonight's show is called Brain Games. And Brain Games is because we all work so hard, whether we go to school, we have a job, we're at home, we're doing all kinds of things, and we're always going, going, going. And we're always rushing to do things, and we're always thinking. And it's just so much. Our brains do so much. We're on the computers. We're on games and videos and doing homework online. So we really need to take a break. I don't know, some people might be in warm weather areas right now. Where I am, it's still winter time, so we can't go outside and walk in our bare feet to do what is called grounding, and that is having your bare feet on the grass or on the ground and walking on the path or just your backyard and being able to get that nice earth vibration to ground us, to bring us back down after being on the computer so much and going and doing so much. So here are a number of different ways you can also do that in home, having plants in your home and things like that. So if you are in a warmer weather area, you can absolutely be doing grounding. Out here, we'll freeze our toes off. So tonight, we're going to do is we're going to focus a little bit more on the brain and being able to let go and wash that away. If we spend too much time on the computer, too much time with the video games and on the cell phones and the electronics, it actually is shown that it's not good for us to do that. And we really need to take a break from that and to reground ourselves, recenter, refocus, and get back in touch with our physical being, our physical self. And that's what this evening is about. Now, there are a number of ways to do that. Is you can go ahead and, as we're going to do soon, is we're going to do a short guided meditation. And that will help you relax. And I'll be doing a little exercise in that meditation to help you wash out this last week and to bring you back in focus to yourself. Other ways you can do that is instead of doing things that are online, you can do and read a regular book, a paper book. And that way you are holding the paper, which is actually made from the trees. So that is a grounding source, a grounding object for you to be able to connect with physically, your hands and your nerve endings when you're touching the paper. And you can also do, besides not only reading, but you can do different activity books. There are the coloring books are very popular these days. So once again, you are working with the paper and your eyes and your hand function, the brain is connected to a physical activity. So that helps ground you as well. Crossword puzzles are another great way to do that for those of you who are old enough to be able to do crossword puzzles. There are crossword puzzles in my Fun Signs Astrological Activity Book for Children, along with the coloring and dot-to-dot, and even a maze that is in there. So that's a lot of the eye and hand coordination, it's called, to be able to stimulate you, your brain, and reconnecting you with that instead of all the electronics, because it really takes us away from ourselves. And so we have many ways to go ahead and feel better and let go of the week. I don't know if you were studying for some tests, if you were trying out for different sports or anything like that. You know, there's a lot that you have to think about and do and remember, and schedules if you go to school and you babysit, or you go to school and you work, or if you are freshly out of school and you do work. So there are a lot of different responsibilities, and we just need a break sometimes and just to be able to get back in touch with our own selves and remind ourselves that everything doesn't exist outside of us, that the inside part of us, where our heart and our center is the important part of ourselves that we need to stay in touch with, and that spiritual center, that spiritual core of our own being. So what we're going to do is we're going to get you to get into a comfortable spot right now, and we're going to get started with a short guided meditation. So again, it doesn't matter if you've listened to my other shows. It does not matter if you are laying down or if you're sitting in a chair or on the couch. So you can be laying down on the bed, on the couch, on the floor, on the rug. If you live in some place that's beautiful weather, you may be outside in a hammock under a tree with a soft breeze. I know what I would be. So go ahead and get comfortable. If you're sitting, go ahead and put your palms facing upward on your thighs. If you're laying down, go ahead and keep your arms over to your sides and just be in a comfortable position in a quieter space. And I'm going to have you do is take a breath in and then just real quick let it out, just to get that out. And now we're going to get started. And it's a lot better if you close your eyes. And with your eyes closed, I want you to take a slow, even, deep breath in. A nice deep breath in, and I want you to hold that breath for a moment. And then while you're letting it out slowly, let that breath out slowly. I want you to tell your body in your mind, not out loud, but in your mind, tell your body to relax. Now take another slow, even, deep breath in. And hold that breath again, knowing that your body will obey your mind. Have your mind tell your body to relax. Now go ahead and take one more slow, even, deep breath in. Hold that breath. And then very, very slowly, breath out, telling your body to relax. Now, keeping your eyes closed, I want you to imagine in your mind a duplicate of yourself standing there in front of you. And the duplicate of yourself, all of a sudden, you can see surrounding you is a nice little meadow with a path that leads to a crystal clear pond. This water is very clear and gentle. And you walk over to it. And this is a magical pond. And it's warm, but not too warm, as you stick your toe in. And you feel the water. It has beautiful white sand, the edge leading into the water, And this is a very shallow pond. It's not deep at all. So now you go and you step into the water and you walk a couple of feet in and it's up to your knees. In the water, you can feel the warmth of the water, can feel your body in your imagination starting to absorb all this crystal clear light that is bouncing and glittering throughout the water. And your body is starting to absorb it through your feet, through your skin of your legs, and starting to fill up with the glittering white water that is very cleansing and pure and loving. And it fills up into your legs. And as it's doing that, you can feel that it's cleansing you and it's washing away all of your worries and everything from the week. And it comes up into your lap area and fills you up there and comes up toward your tummy and your back. And you feel how good that feels, all nice and cleansing. You feel clean inside as it's filling up your chest and your upper back area. And now running down both of your arms, your fingers, and your hands. And it's running up through your neck and your head, and now it's spilling out over from the top of your head and washing down the outside of you. And you feel the warmth of the water. It's very gentle and kind thing. Warm, very inviting. And now you feel all clean and clear. And now the water. Now that the water is washed all through you and coming through you and over you and the last bits of it wash off down your legs and back into this beautiful sparkly pond, and you feel all refreshed and clear. And all of a sudden, you realize brighter and you can think more clearly. Your brain feels lighter. Your mind is not troubled. You feel at ease, and you can think more clearly, you can see more clearly. You're still standing in the pond, you look down, and in your imagination, you give thanks to the pond. You turn around and you walk up out of the water, touching the warm sand as you walk. You can feel it crunch under your feet and thumbs. And you know that you have everything you need to face the week ahead. And you will go into the week feeling refreshed with good memories and feeling strong and confident in everything you do. Take a deep breath and open your eyes. Thank you for joining me this evening. My name is Marina Leros Naples, and this is the Meeting Ike Show for Children Blog Talk Radio Show. Join me again this coming Wednesday for our midweek calming potion. Thank you for joining me. Good night.